The Memorial Day is about remembering, so let's do that. With Allison Jaslow, Executive Director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and a former U.S. Army captain who served two combat tours in Iraq. In the first, two of her men were killed in action. Allison, welcome back.
Thank you, Robin.
We're also joined by Amy Nyberger-Miller. Her brother Christopher was killed in Iraq in 2007. She now works with various veterans groups and with the Memorial Day Flowers Foundation. They place flowers on veterans' graves. Amy, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Allison, we'll start with you. Difficult day. Your thoughts?
For those of us who have served, and I hope every American, it's most important that we honor the sacrifice of those who have fallen. Even risking my life in Iraq, I still can't even relate to folks like Amy who have paid the ultimate sacrifice or been close by blood to somebody who's given the ultimate sacrifice. And I think you're talking to two folks today who are a little closer to that, but most Americans aren't. So I hope that when everyone observes Memorial Day, that they really sort of consider Amy's experience, experience of her families, and experience of service members who've lost those who are close to them.
Amy, I guess maybe we should ask you. As we said, this was your brother, Christopher Nyberger, killed in Iraq in 2007, just 22. I want to hear about him because that's what the day's about, remembering. But what should we say? I sometimes say, have a thoughtful Memorial Day. But, you know, what do you say on this day?
I think for families, one of the most important things people can do is ask us about our loved ones. In our situation, my brother died almost 10 years ago. And we recognize his birthday and the day he died. You know, those are dates that come up on the calendar every year. But Memorial Day is the day our country recognizes those who've paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. And it's nice to have people ask us what his life was like, not just to acknowledge that he died, but to acknowledge that he really lived and ask us, what was he like? What was his personality like?
Well, what was he like?
My brother, Chris, was the middle of my three brothers. I'm a bit older. So if they were playing a joke on mom and dad, they were probably trying to play it on me, too. And he was always a very thoughtful person. He could be a bit of a loner. He tended to have a few close friends. But he was always growing up part of a trio because my brothers were a group of three. And he was wild and funny and very exciting. He loved history and books and travel. He really enjoyed exploring. He was stationed in Germany for a while. And really enjoyed going out to look at old World War II sites and meet people. And to him, that was just part of what life was about.
Well, he also, we understand, in addition to helping people in your hometown there, Gainesville, Florida, worked in an orphanage in Mexico. The minister at his memorial service told a story about his hair, that he had very long hair.
Oh, that's right. He did, yes.
And he would tuck it up.
Our church had a project where we went and volunteered at an orphanage in Mexico. And Chris had kind of gone through this phase where he had grown out his hair really long and it was kind of scraggly. And I think he was worried he would offend someone. So every day, even though it was really hot, he would shove his hair up into this baseball cap and just go around like that. So, yeah. And actually, after he died, we raised some money as a family to help the orphanage because he had given so much there.
We also know he was a member of Boy Scout Troop 454 and achieved the rank of Eagle Scout in 2002. Look, I know had he gotten to live a long life, he still would remember the Boy Scouts. We all remember our scouting experiences. Mm-hmm. We remember our troop numbers. But it strikes me that things like that become particularly important when somebody dies at 22. You know, that list of accomplishments is even more important because it was shortened.
I certainly felt a compulsion to try to collect, say, pictures of Chris and memories that people had of him because there was this recognition that his life had stopped at age 22 and 3 days. Yeah. And we won't get those other memories. And I think that's something that's really hard about it. And at the same time, some of those memories connect to things now. Like, for example, when my own daughter joined Girl Scouts, and she's a Daisy. Okay, so she's 7 years old. To me, the first time I saw my daughter take that pledge and be part of those experiences, that connected to something very deep in me, not just my own experiences growing up, but also to my brother. Mm-hmm. This is where those values start. This is where those things are learned. We're still all connected to that.
Well, Allison, I know you're listening to this with a heavy heart. You served, as we said, two tours in Iraq. It's not a brother like Amy, but it's a brotherhood. And two soldiers were killed in your first deployment.
Private Christopher Kilpatrick and Second Lieutenant Clifford Gadsden. He's the one who I wear in a bracelet every day of my life, ever since I was able to make one when I got home from that deployment. Because more than anything else, what hit home for me is that I very much could have been in his shoes. I would have made the decisions that he made. You know, I'm lucky that I'm sitting here today, and I think it sort of underscores why my life work has been to share the stories of either the fallen, like Lieutenant Gadsden or Private Kilpatrick, or those of us who've come back with wounds and are still trudging along.
Well, again, we want to remember them. Tell us something about them.
Smiles from ear to ear, both of them. Lieutenant Gadsden is a guy who all of his soldiers just really looked up to and respected. You know, he was a success story. He's from South Carolina, was able to put himself through college. And in the Army, we often tell people to soldier on. Mm-hmm. Nothing underscores that any more than when I was asked to be Gadsden's summary court officer, which essentially means that you go into somebody's quarters afterwards and you inventory and catalog all of their belongings. You know, I'll never forget the painting that he had some of the locals do of, I think it was his wife. I don't know if it was also a family photo. You know, and so getting a chance to see not only the things that mattered to him and learn a little bit more about his life through that process, but also to see that he was somebody who was deployed and still thinking about his family day in and day out and taking the time to get gifts for them while he was deployed and dealing with what we were dealing with. Mm-hmm. Is something that I'll just never forget.
I also have something that my brother got for me in Iraq. It's a prayer rug that he bought from someone who must have come by the base, and that came to me actually before he died. I had that, and that's definitely one of my more prized possessions that came back. And, you know, it is very sober when those black trunks come back and you realize that's what came back. That's it. That's what's left. And at the same time, there were things there, like a lot of unanswered questions, too. I went through the photos that were on Chris's digital camera that came back with his things. And there were some pictures there from when he was in Iraq of his hands, and they were covered in soot, and his boots, and they were covered in soot, and his face looked really bad. And I thought, something happened that day, and he didn't tell us about this. Mm-hmm. Something happened while he was out on patrol that day, I think, and maybe he took those pictures to remind himself he was alive. So there's some things there that we don't really fully understand, but, you know, we do treasure the memories we have.
I guess the only thing I would say in closing is I very much appreciate you all taking the time to share stories. 99% of Americans haven't served in the most recent war, and just another sliver are closely connected to them. And so it's important that those who don't have their own stories, who certainly, as Amy said, will remember in the way that's best for them, need to hear other ones.
I have to admit, I was driving in my car the other day, and I kept hearing ads for Memorial Day sales and had to keep changing the station. I don't want to take away the fun that anyone else has. You know, I'm in our own family, we went to Arlington last year and worked with the Flowers event. And in the evening, we took our daughter swimming. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a way to do both things, to honor the fallen and to still include some of the other things that people like to do.
Amy Nyberger Miller, her brother, Army Specialist Christopher Nyberger, was killed in Iraq in 2007. Allison Jaslow, a former Army captain, she served two tours in Iraq. Two friends were killed. Allison is Executive Director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Amy works with various veterans groups. I want to wish you both the best day possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.